Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. Hey, guys, you know, this is Financial Freedom Friday, so you already know, go in the queue, and we are going to be talking about reawakening your spirit, resuscitating your passion, and renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And you know what? We're here Monday through Friday coaching you at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to get in the habit of sharing this information. Guys, we train you on exactly what you need to do to build a big business. And one of the things is sharing. Most of you guys, you can't share this information. You're not sharing the information about your company, and yet you're not building a big business. You've got to get in the habit of sharing. You position yourself as an authority when you're sharing the right type of information that brings value to people. So you want to go ahead, even right now, go into your social media, share. Let people know they want to get in on this call because we're wrapping up the five mistakes that most network marketers make. And so I know you guys have learned a ton, and so you want to get ready for, you know, coming in the queue. We got a special guest here on today. I'm very excited here, you know, one of our retirement guests. But I want you to know something, right? When we're talking about building this big business, it takes more energy. It takes more focus. It takes more self-discipline. It takes more action. It takes more passion, and that's the people that make more money. It's just so simple. And so what you've got to know is that we've got to build our businesses as if we are serious about building a kingdom. We are here on this call, Power Start Your Day, and we know that we are kingdom builders, and we're taking our spot at the top. That's our rightful place. However, we got to act kingdom-like, right? We got to be disciplined. We have to be disciples of our business, dedicated and disciplined followers. And so as we go to the Lord on today, we got to ask him to search us and work on those areas that's slacking and lacking, that's holding us back from writing our biggest checks in this industry. So we can now give back, not only financially, but give back by showing people that they can do it too. You being successful is giving back into the kingdom to let people know that the word does work and that anyone can be successful if they really want to in network marketing. So let's go together in prayer. Our scripture is going to be coming out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, you know, guys know this, so we're going to read it right after we pray. So let's go together and pray. Father God, we thank you. We honor you. We're so grateful on this day that you have made. And we're joyous. We're finding joy. Joy is something that we have regardless of the circumstances. So we are joyous and we're glad. We're glad we got another opportunity in the land of the living to do something magnificent, big, in your name. Dear Lord, as we go out to do these big exploits, we'll be careful to acknowledge you as the one, the giver of wealth, the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. We thank you, dear Lord, that you say that you're the God of all gods. And let me tell you something. You're the only one that can give or take life. And we're choosing life. We're choosing an abundant life for what your son Jesus died for. Many of us are not seeing it because we're not operating in your principles, so forgive us. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy as we continue to pursue to get to know you in a more intimate way so we can see the manifestation of what you truly meant by wanting us to prosper even as our soul prospers. Our mind, our will, and our intellect are turning toward your ways God, we're growing in you. We're growing in every other area, including our businesses. We're thanking you right now that we are becoming unstoppable through your word. And we're thanking you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. And we want to acknowledge him. Holy Spirit, you have your way here on Power Start Your Day so that we can be corrected and directed, as well as comforted to know that as we stay on this path, this right path, that success is inevitable. So we thank you for everything, all that you've done, all that you're going to do, and we bless your holy name and cover this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so, guys, I don't know if you guys understand that prayer changes things. When we do this corporately, I don't think you guys understand what's happening, the covering that's happening on your business, that when you start applying this wisdom and this knowledge, that now you're going to start seeing more success. And let me tell you, the first evidence of the success is that you're going to start having the right mind and the right attitude toward building your business. Now, our scripture today is out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And you guys have heard this because we talk about serving, not selling. And I want you to know that when you're talking about big, big business, I need you to pay attention to big businesses out there and how they even treat you. And if you notice, the people that can walk into businesses and be treated well, they feel good about being in those businesses are packed. Or the businesses that are, you know, serving people at a quality rate, and also businesses that are open. Right? You gotta be open to do business. And I want you guys to think about this scripture as it applies to the mistakes. And I'm gonna read it, and then you're gonna know. You're gonna put it all together in just a moment here. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and it says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily." Go hard, okay? "Do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." We can go on to 24. "Knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." I want you guys to hear this. And hear this very clearly. If I was operating as if I was only trying to serve myself or even serve you, I wouldn't be here. I got stuff to do today. I would easily say, you know what? Financial Freedom Friday, some of them share, some of them they come from Monday through Thursday, and on Friday they miss it. But I need you guys to understand that I'm not doing this for you. The word we went through earlier in the week, it tells us that we are serving God through helping his people consistently, continually. And this is where we're going into the mistakes that most network marketers make, because it is a business, first and foremost, and then we are about our Father's business, aren't we? We're about kingdom business, aren't we? So there are some things that go into businesses, and most people don't treat network marketing like a real business, even though IRS do. Trust me, I know. They treat it like a real business. I just got a piece of mail in from IRS, and they're like, okay, we need some more cash, boo. And I'm like, okay, thank God I can go pay him. I'm just going to go and get that little cashier's check and send it on over and get ready for, you know, the next cycle. And that's how it goes. Everybody, you know, even the word tell us, pay Pharaoh. Pay him his taxes, boo. You got to pay. You got to be right. You got to do certain things with money in order for you to continuously have money. But let me tell you about when we're talking about business. As we review the last mistakes, number one, the five mistakes. Number one of the mistakes is that people never launch their business, even though people have gotten that cue from the very beginning. They didn't even go back and say, let me launch my business. Let me, instead of, yeah, I just joined and I didn't realize that I should gather people and get the word out to a ton of people at one time, whether I'm inviting them in white people and get them exposed. Then you get the response, and the clothes come in the response. So most people are not inviting enough people to just see what they have. It's just that simple. Then number two is that what you need to be thinking about, especially go back to that number one, you guys thinking that procrastination and excuses, I need you to know that's the enemy to build a big business as a network marketing, by the way, all right? And then number two, you're not surrendering to a system, surrendering to a system, all right? Not launching, not surrendering to a system, and you need to understand that in that, you need to not be thinking you got it all together. You need to not be thinking that you have it all together. I still don't have it all together. I still have to go and get trained. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was in training most of the day, up-leveling my skill, something else that needed to be happening, right? And so you need to understand that that is something that you want to do. You want to always be in a place where you're willing to grow and go to the next level, surrendering to a system, surrendering to a system, being accountable, right? Number three, you want to, when you're doing your promotion and your marketing, because marketing is big, it's called network marketing. It's a bunch of people that you're inviting and exposing to. That's the breakdown of network marketing. The person who has the most exposures win big. So when you're hesitating on exposing, trying to get it right and be perfect, you're going to be missing out. And so the number three, the people you don't attack. You're attacking, not attracting. Spamming up the walls with your company name, your company logos, spamming up the walls. Guess what? I didn't know any better with the social media, like what really attracts people. But what really attracts people is you being who you really are and bringing value to them in the best way that you can. And so you got to understand that you will only reap a harvest from the seeds that were sown. And then now number four, people focus on production but not duplication. They can't see patterns of duplication in their business. And you need to know that it is happening, positive or negative. It is happening. And then number five, if you're wrapping it up, is they don't treat the business like a real business. Now, when we talk about this fifth mistake, it's huge. You have to understand that network marketing, it's a real business. It may not be identical to a traditional business, right? It's definitely not the employee system, but it is a business. And it may not be like the traditional brick and mortar, because some things that come along with network marketing, like a business in a box, in your brick and mortar type of business, you might have had to do a business plan. Well, the business plan is pretty much done by corporate, by your company entity, right? But there are some things that you still have to make some plans for yourself. It's not like you have to go to the bank for most companies and go and submit a business plan with the executive summary or your business description, what the products and services are, you know, laying out all the sales and marketing, but you do have to do that. The operations is when you do, and then later on you add on as your team is building. A management team, you don't really need that until you start getting way at the top, and then now you need some additional assistance to manage things, but in the beginning, you don't need that. And then now the development, like you got to put, this is all for you to get money, right, with the business plan. You don't have to do this with network marketing, and then your financial summary. Now, these are some things that we would like to add in. Like, for number one, you are going to need to be clear on what products and services that you are offering, because this is a thing that you're adding value to, whether it's in social media. You got to know the benefits of the product so you can communicate it effectively. But most of the time, those are taken care of in scripts that most network marketers don't use. They want to say it their own way instead of saying it the way. That's the thing, not surrender it to the system. Say it the way that the leaders say this is the way that it works. The next thing is that when you're talking about operations, your doors have to be open. You've got to set hours for your business, not just because you're not turning a key And because no one can see you, that you want to hide behind that you're doing work that you're really not doing. It's a real business. I see so many professionals join network marketing, and they are super successful in their other industry, and they forget those basic principles about business inside network marketing, but they were expected to work. I need you to understand, not just because you don't need a degree, or not just because you don't need a particular certificate, or you didn't have to take a state board, or you didn't have to take a test, or you didn't have to go down to your city, what have you, to get a license, does that mean that it's not a business? It is a business. All of those things are the bureaucracies where all those people made money from you before you start making money. In network marketing, you still need to set your business hours. Can you imagine your business not being open? Can you imagine your business not being open, but you expect to do business? And so you have to remember that the brick and mortar, let's say, for instance, you're in a mall. You have a brick and mortar in a mall that's like, you know, and they have anchor stores. Anchor stores are stores that are around your store that people might say, I was really just coming in to get a pair of shoes, but I passed this store that has a dress. Let me stop in there. Then you're able to make business or do business off of anchors. Well, in network marketing, you may not have anchors, but you definitely do have other people that offer what you have. So if someone, a prospect, that means they came to your business and your door was closed, meaning that you didn't reply back, you didn't follow up, guess what they do? They go to the next store. Or they go to the store who's marketing consistently, meaning the person who's posting on social media on a regular basis, making it known that they are in business. So we must treat it like a real business. You do have to set goals. These are like projections of real businesses. Goals are saying, I am going to set out to do this specific amount of business by this specific amount of time, and this is how I am going to do it. Most people don't have these goals written down, but if you were in a traditional business, you would have to have those things written down even to get money. Why? Because the banks want to say, I want to see you got your act together because you have a higher chance of making it. Well, there are no banks. There are no bosses. It's you. It's you. And so because it's you, you've got to start doing your business as you're doing it unto the Lord. You don't need a master over your head to say, do business and do it big. You got to have a bigger desire to want to have big business. And so what I need you guys to understand that when you're marketing your business and your business is open consistently, then you'll start doing things like me, marketing on a regular basis to where even before I got on the call, I got people texting me, I need your service. I need early in the morning. Why? I didn't do any specific special marketing. I didn't go. It's because consistently they're watching you, and when they're ready, they're reaching out for you because you seem like the trusted authority in your business or in your industry or in whatever the product or services that you offer. If you go through my page, you don't see me saying I'm a senior regional VP in my company everywhere in my page. All I'm positioning myself is as a professional leader who offers a service with consistency and also with quality. So you want to pay very close attention. So we're going to open up right now, and I need you guys to know, I want to open up first to our special guest who, you know, I've worked with this young lady. I've known her for many, many years, and before we were in business together, she was my client. You guys have heard her story before. Powerful, powerful story, and she is a quiet storm. When I see the development in her mindset towards business, moving from an employee where she got fired from her job, now she is like a big boss chick in the network marketing industry. People are seeing her as an authority. She's closing business left and right, and she's leading a large team. I need you guys to welcome to the call on this morning, Ms. Toy Jones. Ms. Toy Jones, good morning. Good morning, Toy. Are you there?
Hey, good morning. I'm here, Nicola. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for being our special guest. We got to make sure we put your beautiful face on the replay because, you know, like I said, I've been working on these projects, and I was like, hey, can you guys on the call? And you're like, sure. Why? Because she's on the call faithfully. And so I was like, okay, I got to, but let me tell you something. This is a force to be reckoned with, Ms. Toy Jones. And Toy, I want you to talk to the leaders on today about your transition maybe from employee to entrepreneur mindset. And when we went over these five mistakes that most network marketers make, you know, let them know, like, hey, have you made some of those mistakes before until you knew the right way to do it? Like, maybe pick one of them, whether it was surrendering to a system or whether it was, you know, not really launching the business or whether whatever it was that made it stick out for you so people could know that we all have to come away, you know. We don't all just arrive to be top leaders. And then tell them whether you feel that, you know, they need to probably take some more action in. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me this morning, Nicola. So, like I've shared before, network marketing was new for me. So everything you touched on, I had to learn, and of course, I'm growing and I'm still learning. But I think one of the biggest things is, like you're saying, you got to think like a business owner. Many people think because this is not a traditional business and what we've been taught that this is not a real business. This is like some kind of, I guess, side business. So people don't take it seriously. So I can even remember when I first got started, you know, I had friends who were like, you got to go to the meetings every week. You got to be there. And, you know, of course I didn't listen, but it still kind of was in my mind a little bit, you know, thinking like, well, do I really got to go to these meetings? But I continued to grow. Go, and my business grew. And a lot of times I think that people join network marketing and think, you know, why do I have to go to training? I've even had someone on my team ask me, you know, does it take every week I have to go to a meeting? Absolutely. The training is going to be where you're going to learn to do more income-producing activity. So that's why you need to come to training. This is something brand new. So we got to help transition your mind to learn how to do network marketing. I can remember you sharing with us, Nicola, at one of the Pro Leadership boot camps, is that the most important component to reaching financial freedom with FES is your mindset. So we're going to help change your mindset. You got to be trained. You got to be trained. I mean, people act like your weekly meetings, you're going to be there for 10 hours, like a job. You're not. You're only there maybe an hour and a half, one day a week. So if you're looking to make millions in this business and you can't even commit to a weekly meeting for an hour and a half, you're not ready. You still got some developing to do because, again, we got to train you and help your mindset of thinking like a pro leader. Cool. You got to take ownership. And it also goes back to the question, you know, how often are you working on your dream? If you are working on it every other day or 2 days a week, then guess what? That's how you're going to be paid. You can't drop out and quit and say, you know, this is not working when you haven't given it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
there you go. I'm so proud to hear this thought process, because I need you guys to understand that just like what Toy said, listen, what she say? The most important factor to financial freedom is your mindset, and this is what we train all the time. This is the heaviest lifting you'll ever have to do is yourself, right? Because then now the scripts come easier, being disciplined comes easier, all the things come easier. And I need you guys to keep this one thing here. Toy, you are an amazing leader. I thank you for everything that you do in our team, in our business, and even how she's just so consistent, always so available to serve. And so you're an amazing leader. I'm telling you, this is a strong boss lady right here. I want to go here, and I want you guys to know this, right? And I want you to write this down. Thank you so much, Toy. I need you to have to write something down. The boss will always make more money. Write that down. The boss will always make more money. So you want to become a boss. You want to become the business owner. The boss will always make more money. And so network marketing is the industry where you can become the boss even though you have a CEO or a founder, what have you, in your company. You can become a boss. And so I need you guys, I want to open up. We got some people that came in the queue super early, and I want you to just give us some feedback on what Toy Jones shared with you about going from the employee to an entrepreneur mindset. We got 678, last 47782. You came in the queue really early. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Kina.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I told you, I actually set an alarm so that I can get on your call super early because I like to hear it from the very beginning. And I even like to hear the little music. It kind of reminds me of like when Oprah comes out and I like to hear the little music. And I'm like, oh, they're going to call us. So I'm here. I'm like clapping my hand. Here she comes. Like I'm, you know, looking at TV. But you want me to specifically talk about what Toy just spoke on?
Or whatever was on your heart, because you've been coming through. Have you been on the episode of the five mistakes that most network marketers make? Have you been able to?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That?
I've been
okay.
On all week. Okay, so I had put some notes. I don't know if you want me to. Okay.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's two things that really stuck out to me. And I have witnessed this personally for myself. You talked about production versus duplication. And I can remember about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, I got my first management position. And God, of course, did it for me. But then when I went onto the job, you know, I got into that position. And the people, of course, they wasn't respectful and, you know, ready to work because I was much younger than a lot of the people that I was managing.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, didn't, of course, take me seriously until I had to start, you know, writing them up and disciplining them. And then once that started happening, of course, you know, the respect came, but it was a forced type of respect. And I can remember telling God, like, God, why did you place me here? Out of all the retail stores I could have worked at, why here? And so I can clearly remember him telling me is I had to place you where I could break you. And what I found out from being on that job was I had so much pride that it was just simply ridiculous. I thought that it was going to be like humble beginnings for me, but it wasn't. I was more focused on me going to the next level than my team. Even though those people, they were hard to work with, I didn't show them who I was personally. I only showed them that manager side of me. So a lot of them, they didn't even know Kina. They just knew Kina, you know, she'll write you up, she'll fire you. And, of course, I looked at it like, well, I'm just doing my job. And when God began to work on me about that mindset, I began to change, and I began to soften up to the people and allow them to get to know me and who I was. So a year later, I was transferred to the store here in Newnan, and I managed a group of people here, and the people were much more pleasant and welcoming. But what God told me is, don't mess this up. Don't go in as a manager. You go in as a person, and you do what you have to do to get the job done and make sure you're holding the people accountable. But let them see you and focus on them. And within a year, I had helped three people to get promoted, and I put myself on the back burner. And in the process of me doing that, my manager, he seen something totally just great in me. He actually pulled me out of that store, and even his boss, his director, she actually pulled me in as well, and they had me interviewing other managers and going to other stores and helping those managers. And so when you were talking about that, I said it is so true. If we take our minds off ourselves and focus on helping the people, God is just, and he sees what we're doing. He's going to reward us. And so I really like that. And I have one more thing. The part where you was talking about attract, don't attack, I really, really like that topic because I have learned how to market myself outside of making sure that I look nice and, you know, I'm posting on social media. I've learned how to sell myself because I realized in the prior years I sold myself short. I worked for a retail store. You know, sometimes people are like, well, I work in retail. And then I had to realize, well, I manage a business that's bringing in $10 million in revenue a year, and I'm working for a top 10 Fortune 500 company. So what I did was I went back and I changed my resume. And I actually had someone to point it out to me. They said, Lakeena, you're selling yourself short on your resume. You know, when I look at your resume, it does not make me want to hire you. I had mentors that were helping me. And so that's where me being coachable and remaining coachable comes from, because I've made so many mistakes in the past that I understand that you have to have a mentor. You have to remain coachable. If your mentor tells you this is what you need to do, you need to do it. If it doesn't work, you go back to them and say, hey, I tried it, it didn't work. And you guys, you know, re-strategize and get a new plan going. But, you know, when you said you attract what you are, you're telling the truth, because I have recruited so many AT&T employees. Either they work for AT&T now or they used to work for AT&T. And I have people on the team with me now where we actually serve together. I love to do volunteer work. So I met her volunteering, and she said, well, Keena, when I seen you doing this business, I knew it had to be okay because I've been around you. And so, you know, when we're talking about people not wanting to join our team, what have you showed them? Have you showed them that you like to help people, you like to serve people? You know, if you are a woman of God or a man of God, have you, you know, showed and demonstrated that lifestyle? Because that's what has been helping me. And, you know, I give God all the praise and the glory because I wasn't where I am now. If this was 5 years ago, I would have failed at network marketing coming in. Because for one, I probably wouldn't have tried. I would have looked at it like, oh, it's just me making some extra money. But now, because God took me through stages in my life, he didn't take me from the basement to the penthouse. He took me through stages, and he broke me down. And I'm telling you, humble beginnings is the best beginnings. And I just want to share that with you, y'all, because I know you have a lot of listeners.
My God, this is so, I mean, you just blessed my soul this morning, Kenya. I'm telling you, where you said, you know what, I took you to a place where I can break you. And really, that's so he could really make you. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And things are too dry now where the mold got to be broken, or you got to be broken. I was just talking with Toy this morning. I said it'll be a whole different idea. People will begin to really understand what I say is, be humble so you don't have to be humbled. God is just. He has to work and do his word. He cannot go back just because you want to make excuses or you want to try to do it your way. And I am just so blessed on today. We had Toy, we had Kenya, and that's what we're going to do. One more call, and we're going to close out today, Financial Freedom Friday, 727. Last 47797. Baby, this is an awesome number here. This is an awesome number. Good morning. We got some numbers on here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Nicola. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I know who that is. Good morning. Go on and announce yourself.
This is James Stewart. I'm out of Tampa, Florida. It is a pleasure to be on this call this morning with you guys. I just want to speak on a topic that you spoke on this week, and it was Wednesday. And the reason it jumped out to me, because that night before, we were doing some training with some of the new agents, and I was talking about it. And you talked about posture, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, posture is like one of the most important things in this business. When you're talking about that new agent, it really is a perfect marriage to mindset, right? What, you know, what the young lady and what you guys are talking about this morning, because mindset is what you have to have in order to do the business, but posture is what you need to have when you're actually executing the business. Okay. And so those two things for a new agent are very vital, because you're new and you don't really know what this is about. But if you maintain your posture, right, and you have your mindset, it doesn't matter that you may not know all the ins and the outs of the business right now, but you have your posture and your mind, so you're kind of unbreakable, right? Oh. And so that for me stood out so much, because that's what it's all about. It's almost like, you know, when you hear the phrase, you can tell when someone's smiling through the phone, right? Right. Mm-hmm. I can feel, mm-hmm. you know, a person can smell that, like when a dog smells fear, right? That's important. And so I just find that when you maintain your posture along with having that mindset, right, you're able to break through, you know, many of the challenges that you're going to go through with this business. And so I just appreciate you expounding on that. And talking about that, because for me, that's one of the most important things that you must have when you're running a new business.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to be sure, because if you weren't sure, your prospects are definitely going to be unsure. And so, you know, and belief does increase your posture. When people don't believe in the industry, you don't believe in the services or the product, or you don't even believe that you could be successful, it is going to decrease your posture. James, that is so powerful, and it's so funny for you to say to become unbreakable. That is actually one of our convention themes. Our convention theme is unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. That is our convention theme for our company coming up. It's going to be simply amazing. And so when you're talking about belief and you're talking about posture, you're talking about mindset, you're talking about being trained, you know, we have training coming up, a huge one called Synergy. And the Synergy training is going to be talking about how to build award-winning teams. And it's about inside, stepping inside the mind of a true leader, because you can't build these award-winning teams if you don't have these particular characteristics and these beliefs or ideas or values. And people wonder, how does she keep building these teams over and over and over? And the thing is because of these characteristics that I do see missing, but it's my job, it's my responsibility, leadership responsibility, it's my responsibility to put it out there, to give everybody the fair chance to win and win big. I thank you so much, James. That was some very powerful nuggets. And, you know, guys, listen, do you guys hear the iron that we have on this line? And so many of you guys keep quiet, and you actually have something to add to, you know, the sharpening of others, Do not let, we talk about training yourself to take your spot at the top. Do not let where you are right now trick your mind into thinking that you don't have value to share. You want to remember that every top leader, and I'm going to say every top leader, has to start from somewhere. And every top leader has to go through the process or the stage where you are now. But it's about when they start thinking like that top leader and start doing like that top leader, do they really become that top leader? So you sitting there quiet and then you inviting your team on the line and they can never even hear you step out as a leader. And this is a place, open playing field. We say, hey, your voice is welcome. You got to start taking the invitation seriously and stop coming to queue so late. We see you keep moving, and that's the same way you're moving in your business. So guess what, guys? We're thanking you so much. You're getting coached every day. We want to see you taking your spot at the top. Hopefully the month is ending And I hopefully that you are moving up. And guess what? Guess how you move up? It might not be you, but you need to be clear that somebody on your team are having some wins. That's how you move up. It ain't about you. It's not a possession. It's a duplication. Create those patterns in them teams, and you'll see some big business happening. All right, guys. Bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.